Hello, thank you for calling Omax Health. My name is Ashley. How can I help you today?
Yeah, actually, this is Marty, sir, and I was calling in regards to my order number. It was order number SH149139, and I talked to an Asia, and then I talked to a Jody, and then I talked to a Shana on June 29th, and they were supposed to get back with me and process a refund. I did get the refund that was processed on for the May 31st payment, but there was another one for April 1st that they were supposed to get processed, and I have not received that. And I think if you look at my account, there should be adequate documentation to attest to what I'm saying.
Okay. And just to confirm, I've pulled up the correct account with that order number, sir. Can I ask for the shipping address that would have been used for the products?
It was 19701 West Zwicker Road, Martin, Ohio, 43445.
Yes, sir. Thank you. It had brought up a subscription, SCRO Max 3, the Ultra Pure. And firsthand, I don't have everything fully loaded just yet, but I do see the May, let's see, as you mentioned on May 29th, that $79.95 was processed as a refund. Give me just a moment longer. Let me pull up all orders for you, see what I can find out here. You said it was back in April?
Yep. And they assured me that it was going to get done, and now we're on July 5th and it's still not done.
Okay. Let me see here. Let's see if I can find anything out for you.
Your name again is?
Ashley. Okay, I appreciate your patience, sir. So let me see one more thing. There is a notation. Once I had everything fully pulled up, another one on June 29th. I believe from the last rep you had mentioned. But this notation, it does mention the full refund process for the month of May. And that
Yeah.
the 50% refund for the month of April, that they had passed that over to the main office, and they did notate that somebody would reach back out regarding that. One second, let me see what I can do to find out if there's any update. I'm still here. I'm just checking on one more thing for you. I appreciate your patience, sir. All right. So what I would have to do regarding that April billing, as it's not contained, and I'm believing this is the issue that they were having back on June 29th, that charge is not contained here on this account specifically, is why they had to pass it over to the main office to be situated for you. I'm not able to get anything pulled up in the system that would show me the charge, or if there had been anything processed on our end for it, as regarding the refund. But what I will do is I'll submit over to the main office the refund issue, have them take another look, and I'll have to gather your best contact information, get that confirmed, so they can reach back out to you, unfortunately.
Yeah, well, they told me they were going to do that on June 29th. It's now a week later. I want it handled. This should have been done 2 months ago, man.
I understand that frustration. Let me get this completed for you. It'll be just a moment longer. And the best contact email, I see one on file of msutter at genoabank.com.
Yep.
Okay, let me get that put over here. And would the best contact phone number be the 419-356-1825?
Yep.
Let me see one more thing. All right, Mr. Sutter, I really appreciate your patience. So I do have everything passed over as far as this account information, the exact issue, what's going on. I have the dates notated and this order notated as well. Typically, these issues are resolved within about 7 or so business days. But I had it notated that you are requesting somebody reach back out to you for confirmation on this.
All right. Thank you. Have a good day.
You're welcome, Mr. Sutter. And you as well. Thanks for calling MX Health.